Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Sales Success with Lixie, where we are passionate about helping you transform the sales in your business so you can earn more and stress less. Today we are doing another single episode, which is very exciting. So because it's the beginning of March, I thought we would look at setting up a simple sales strategy for your business so that you can make the sales that you want to in your business. So let's get into it. So the way I always approach a sales strategy is to first look at where you want to get to. If we don't know what the destination is, then we are never going to get there. Imagine trying to get to the other end of the country and not using a map. Like, it's that kind of thing. You might end up there eventually, but it's going to take you a lot longer. It's not going to be a direct route. And that's what we want to avoid when it comes to the sales in our business. So by creating a proper sales strategy, we can make sure that you are taking the right action, you're taking enough action, and you're doing all the things that will get you to the number of sales that you're looking to make in your business. So I would love you to think about for this month what your sales goal is. How much do you want to make in your business? What income do you want to bring into the business? So take just a few seconds to think about that. And once you've got a figure in mind, what are you going to sell to get to that figure? So if you've got multiple programs or services that you offer, it might be that you're selling bits of lots of them. So just think about like the core things that you want to sell. So that's one of the big things I talk to my clients about. Like, you should only be selling things that you want to sell. If you don't believe in a product or service, then selling it is going to be really difficult. So when you're thinking about what you're going to be selling this month, pick products or services that you're really passionate about, because it will make them easier to sell. And we don't want to be doing anything in our business that we're not enjoying. So yeah, make sure it's platform products and services that you are passionate about. And how many of those products or services do you need to sell to get to the revenue goal that you've just set yourself? So let's say your revenue goal for the month is 5K, and you have the option of selling some pre-recorded courses are £250, or you could sell you've got some one-to-one coaching spots, so they might be 2.5K for the program. So if you were going to sell the one-to-one coaching, that would be two programs at 2.5K to get to your 5K goal for the month. Or if you're going to do the pre-recorded courses at £250, that is a lot of maths that I need to be doing to work out how many of those you need to sell. Let me get a calculator. So it's 5 grand divided by £250, 20. So you'd need to sell 20 of the pre-recorded course to get to your 5 grand. Or you might do a mixture of the two. So let's say you do one of the one-to-one coaching, which is 2.5 grand, and then you want to do 2.5 grand's worth of the £250 courses, so you'd only need to sell 10. And yes, I still had to use a calculator to work that out, even though it was just half. Maths is not my strong suit. So we're going to sell one of the one-to-one coaching, and we're going to sell 10 of the £250 course. Brilliant. How are we going to do that? This is where the strategy really comes in, because you need to know at each stage of your sales structure, how many people do you need to be talking to so that it converts into the number of sales that you want. So we'll use the example of the course, because there's more people that we need to sell to. So we want to sell 10 of the course to potential clients. So what does the sales structure look like for that course? So and what I mean by sales structure is when somebody comes into your world as a potential lead, what journey do they go on before they sign as a paying client? So this might look like, for this course, that they follow you on Instagram, you start a conversation with them in the DMs, that becomes a good sales conversation, and then they close in the DMs because it's a low ticket offer. So that is 4 stages, I think. Follow, start a conversation, good conversation, sell. Yeah, 4 stages in your sales structure where you need to be thinking about how many people am I talking to at each stage, and is it going to convert then into the number of sales that I'm looking for? So we'll start at the end and reverse engineer the numbers. So step number 4, sales, we have got our 10. We've got 10 sales that are going to convert at the end. So how many people do we need to pitch to in the DMs to try and close those sales down? Now, if you know your own conversion rates, that's amazing. Use those here. if you have no idea what I'm talking about or you've never tracked your conversion rates, we are just going to use 30% as the example. So let's say of everybody that you pitched the course to, 30% of them closed. That means that you would need to pitch to 30 people in order for 10 of those to close into paying clients, okay? So that would mean you're having good sales conversations in the DMs with 30 people. Now, not every conversation that you start in the DMs is going to turn into a good sales conversation. So if we go back in our sales structure to a step to the starting conversations section, how many people do you need to start conversations with so that you can then have good conversations with 30 people? Because like I said, not everyone you talk to, they're not going to be an ideal client. They're not going to be interested in what you're selling. They followed you because they wanted to pitch to you. Like, not everyone that comes into your world is going to be a potential client. So how many people do you need to start conversations with for 30 of them to become good conversations and then for 10 of those to convert? So again, we're going to use the 30% example. So 30% from 30 would be 90 people that you need to start conversations with. So we're starting conversations with 90 people, 30% of those, so 30 of them, are going to become good sales conversations, and then 10 of those are going to convert into paying clients. So we need to make sure that we have got 90 new people coming into your world this month so that you can make the 10 sales that you're aining for to get to that $2,500 of that 5K goal that you set at the beginning. So how are you going to get 90 people into your world? How many people are you currently speaking to? Is it that you need 90 new people? It might be that you have got, you've just started conversations this week with 20 new people that came into your space. So that makes up some of your 90. So that means you need to, as quickly as possible, get another 75. There is so much math involved in this. Another 75 people to come into your world as quickly as possible, because you're already talking to, I think that was wrong. I think I said 25, didn't I? Which would make it 65. You get the idea. Let's go with 25 and 65. So you're already speaking to 25 people this week. You need to speak to another 65 to get to the 90 that you need to convert that down into the 10 paying clients that you want. So what activity are you doing to bring more people into your world as quickly as possible? And this is where your marketing comes into play, because that's how you're getting new people into your space. So the content that you're putting out on social media that goes out to non-followers, that would count. Guest expert spots that you're doing in front of other people's audiences. It might be that you're running some ads. It could be that you're attending events or going to networking sessions. Like, all of these things that you need to be doing to bring people into your world, that's the marketing portion of the sales strategy. And then once you've done that and you've got your 90 people that come in, then you take them on that journey from starting a conversation with them all the way down to paying client. And that's for one product, if you remember. So that's for the course that we wanted to sell 10 of to make our $2,500. Then you need to look at doing it for your one-to-one offer as well. So to make up the other $2,500 that we wanted this month, we're going to sell one one-to-one coaching. And you do the same thing. So what's the sales structure look like for your one-to-one coaching? That might be that they follow you on Instagram, you start a conversation with them, it becomes a good conversation, then you get them on a discovery call, then you close them. So the difference here is that we've added a step with the discovery call because it's a higher ticket program. So again, how many people do you need to get on discovery calls so that one of them converts into that one-to-one client that you want to sign? If we're using the 30% again, that means you need to have 3 discovery calls with potential clients so that one of them closes into a paying client. So before the discovery call, the next stage is to have a good sales conversation. So you need to be having good conversations with 9 people that are thinking about your one-to-one offer. And then the step before that is the starting conversation stage. So that's 18 people that you need to be starting conversations with so that 9 of them become good conversations, 3 of them book discovery calls, and one of them turns into a paying client. So as well as the 90 people that we need coming into our space to get our 10 course sales, we also need, 18 people to come into our space that we then can position the one-to-one coaching to. And you won't know, when people come into your space, you won't know exactly what they've come in for until you start talking to them. But you do know now that you need 90 plus 18, so 108 people to come into your space as quickly as possible so that you can start conversations with them and convert them into the sales that you want this month. Because I don't know how long it takes you to get from lead to converted sale. Like, it depends on you and your business and the clients that you're speaking to. So we want to make sure that you're speaking to enough people right now so that they can convert down into the number of sales that you need. And when you start looking at it like this every month, this is when sales can start to get really predictable, because you know that you need to be speaking to 108 people so that this month you can convert your number of sales down. So that means you can do more activity now, so that going into next month, you're already speaking to more people, and therefore it's not going to be as difficult next month to get the sales that you want, because you're already speaking to more leads. And then maybe the following month you decide, actually, I want to double my sales. So you know that you need to then be speaking to 216 people so that it converts down into double the amount of sales. So you'll get 20 call sales and 2 one-to-one coaching clients. And it's statistics, right? It's maths. If it's sales is a numbers game. The more people that you're speaking to, the more sales you're going to get. And when you do this work and you work out how many people you need at each stage of your sales structure, then you can really start to predict how many sales you're going to bring in each month. Because you can, let's say that month that you do want to double your sales, you know that the previous month you need to be doing way more activity to get yourself visible. So your marketing needs to go up, and you need to get in front of more audiences so that you're bringing more people into your space, and therefore can double your sales in the next month. So take some time today to sit down and go through your sales structure. So when you've done all your marketing and somebody comes into your world, what journey do they go on before they become a paying client? Look at the last 2 or 3 customers that you've sold to for that product and see what journey they went on. And that will give you a good idea of what your sales structure looks like. And then look at, are you currently speaking to enough potential leads right now that will then become the number of sales that you're looking to convert? And if you're not speaking to enough people right now, how can you increase that number? What activity can you do to go and meet more people that you can start conversations with that could potentially become paying clients? So that is the idea of a simple sales structure. And hopefully that gives you somewhere to start with beginning to predict the sales that you're going to have in your business. And this is something that I do every week. I do it monthly for the number of sales that I want for the month. And then I break it down every week to make sure that I'm doing the right activity every week to get the number of sales that I want in my business. And if you didn't do this, you wouldn't know whether you're speaking to enough people, because you haven't done the maths, all the conversions for it coming down into the number of sales that you want. So right now you could be speaking to 20 people, let's say, and you want to convert 2 people into your one-to-one coaching package at 2.5K. You're speaking to 18 people. That might feel like enough, but the maths that we've just done tells us that it's not. Based on that conversion, you would need to be speaking to 36 people to sign 2 people into that one-to-one coaching, because of how the conversion works. Now, if you know your own conversion, it might be that you convert more at every stage. So you might be getting more people that come into your world that are ideal clients. So more of the conversations that you start become good sales conversations, and more of those good sales conversations become discovery calls or book discovery calls. And then more of those discovery calls convert into paying clients. But until you start tracking this at every stage, you're not going to know that. You won't know how many people you need at each stage because you've never looked at it, which is fine. Now's the time to start. It's never too late. You need to start right now, tracking it at each stage so that you can predict what sales you're going to get based on the number of people that you're talking to at each stage of your sales structure. But that is us done for today. If you've got any questions, DM me structure on Instagram and I will answer them for you. It's @elixir_salessuccess. But thank you so much for tuning in. I will see you next time.